Welcome to The Intern Show.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
And I'm Elias Alvarez.
The Intern Show is a podcast produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom. We aim to broadcast news by students for students.
In a typical episode of The Intern Show, we will be sharing some news headlines, hold a one-minute flash interview with an interesting member of the local community, and dig deeper into an important topic for students and young adults.
This week, The Intern Show will be reflecting on how first-time voters felt about casting their ballots this Tuesday. And Arizona Western College unveils the new Matador mascot next week. But first, some news.
The University of Arizona established the Edwin and Alma Lakin Holocaust, Human Rights, and Comparative Genocide Endowed Chair with a $2 million gift from an anonymous donor and additional gifts from community members in Tucson. This endowment will focus on Holocaust studies, human rights, and comparative genocide, emphasizing research, education, and community outreach. Leonard Hammer, the inaugural chairholder, will facilitate collaborations between local Jewish communities and support educators in Holocaust education initiatives.
Arizona State University's faculty and staff from the university's Global Security Initiative organized DEF CON Academy. DEF CON Academy is a skill-based learning network inspired by DEF CON, a convention held every year in Las Vegas for hackers, programmers, and cybersecurity professionals and researchers. The Academy is supported by GSI's America's Cybersecurity Education Institute to provide practical cybersecurity education nationwide and strengthen the U.S. cybersecurity workforce. The Academy is set to start next year at DEF CON 33 for cybersecurity enthusiasts of all levels to hone their skills.
Native American Heritage Month at Northern Arizona University began on November 1st with a stew fest, where fry bread and traditional stews were shared with the community. During the event, two significant name changes were announced. The Office of Native American Initiatives was renamed to the Office of Native American and Indigenous Advancement, and the Native American Cultural Center became the Center for Native American and Indigenous Futures. These changes were made to be more inclusive in a 9-month process that involved input from students, staff, faculty, and community members. Throughout November, NAU will host over 20 events to celebrate Native American and Indigenous heritage, offering opportunities for learning, cultural exchange, and community building. Arizona Western College's campus culture has developed since the opening of the Dianza dorms on its Yuma campus. In this week's flash interview, a Dianza RA spoke with Elias about what it's like working with students in the new dorms.
Welcome to the flash interview. Who are you?
My name is Jasmine Castillo.
And what do you do?
I am an RA here at the dorms. I currently live in Dianza, so it's really nice.
What's that like, being an RA?
It's hard, sometimes it's complicated, but it's very fun because you get to do different programs. You just got to make sure it's all about the safety for the residents.
What type of programs are we talking about?
So we're talking about, we're actually having one today. It's an ornament decorating one, so that's really fun. So we do stuff like that.
Ooh, tell me more about ornament decorating.
So it's just you to get your own ornament, whatever you want to paint on it. You know, if you want to make Venom, if you want to put Spider-Man, it doesn't matter. It's your own. You get to keep it. Hang it on your tree when you get home. So, no matter what.
It's all about getting festive here in the dorms.
For sure. Definitely. It's all about getting festive. It's just about making the residents happy. Mm-hmm. Making them feel home.
That was our flash interview with Jasmine Castillo, AWC student and RA. Students and faculty at Arizona Western College are gearing up for another change as a part of the college's rebranding. After retiring the old mascot, Andale the Matador, this semester, Arizona Western College is unveiling its new mascot. Previously a bull, the new Matador mascot this time is going to be a human. KAWC student reporter Elias Alvarez is here to tell us more about the new mascot design.
AWC will have a meet and greet for the new mascot next Tuesday at the Union Conference Center. The event will also include other high school mascots. Mandy Heil, Dean of Marketing, says the new design was decided with input from student leaders such as tutors and ambassadors.
We really tried as much as possible to listen to we did two surveys to even get to the decision of having the bull or the matador. We did two surveys, got hundreds and hundreds of survey results. We read every comment. We really thought a lot about that. And then again, the focus group that we had with student leaders, we really listened to them.
The AWC Instagram page, at Arizona Western, will post sneak peeks and exclusive hints leading up to the new reveal for Mateo the Matador. The mascot unveiling will be at 3 to 4 p.m. on the 12th. For more information about the event, visit the AWC website. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Elias Alvarez.
So how do you feel about the new mascot?
I mean, one of my friends told me how much effort they've been putting about it, and I'm just, like, really hoping he looks cool.
Yeah, it's always a toss-up with these, you know, like, college rebrands. Like, the college rebranded our colors back in, like, 2022, and now with the mascot, it's definitely going to be a fresh face on campus.
You know, especially because he's going to be our face, I just hope it's someone we can relate to.
Yeah, I guess we'll see you on Tuesday.
Yep. Can't wait to go shake his hand, make line, and hopefully it's not going to be as long as it was this Tuesday with the election polls. Speaking of long lines, young voters were a key demographic in this year's election. KWC student reporter Max Schwitzing reflects with first-time voters on how they felt after casting their ballots this Tuesday.
First-time voters were thrust into a polarized and even paralyzing decision this election. Arizona Western College, a Yuma County polling center and home of several hundred students, saw plenty of traffic from people who are new to the election process. Gabriela Zepeda, Logan Martin, Lisa Jones, Ali Witrado, and Enrique Lopez are all AWC students who voted in a presidential election for the first time. Here's what they had to say about how they felt leaving the polls and what they will do differently next election.
I'm feeling nervous, but I know that with my vote, my voice is going to be heard, and hopefully we will be benefited from it. I was pretty nervous because this is also my first time voting. But honestly, I'm pretty excited. Hopefully others like me are also nervous, vote and show and represent who they are as a person. I feel like it's the unknown, basically, because, yeah, there's all these names, and I wanted to make sure I looked up the people, the propositions, just so, like, I could be sure, because there are a whole bunch of information, but it's just, like, a whole bunch of unknowns, so I feel like that's what scares people off, I feel. I see it as a good thing, and I'm glad that I'm standing up and having my voice heard.
Feels weird. I feel like I'm an actual adult with, like, responsibilities and things like that now that I have a say in, you know, who runs the government. Well, I hope mine, I mean, there are hundreds of millions of people voting, but I hope mine, you know, does something, you know. I hope that my vote actually, like, counts for something. I feel like it's important to know about all the local stuff because, you know, it directly affects you. I mean, so does the federal stuff, but still.
My main interaction is that most people think that their vote doesn't matter. But when you take that into consideration, if 1,000 people thought like that, that's a big number. And especially in the presidential, when you think about it, if half the nation thought their vote didn't matter, that's a big number that could overturn whoever wins.
I feel scared. It's my first time voting. It was pretty hectic because I woke up really early and went and go ahead and did it. But I feel pretty good. I just hope that we have peace in this ugly, ugly world and that things just go better for everybody.
I mean, it was over pretty quickly, you know, doing like I don't know, 10 minutes. I think during it, I didn't have much feelings. I think it was more like after it where like I kind of pondered, you know, about what I had voted for. I think it was more about like this kind of like after effect. It's a little weird. I mean, I think there was more to it than I expected. And I think I do have a little bit of a bigger idea about like how I'm informed on the things that are like, that like I'm affecting, keeping up with stuff that's like here in Yuma. I think voting for stuff on like, the state or the country, I mean, you know, the stuff I, you know, tend to keep up with all the time. But I think when it comes to stuff here in Yuma, that stuff I could just like read up on something, or, you know, maybe you can learn some names.
Those were AWC students and first-time voters Gabriela Zepeda, Logan Martin, Lisa Jones, Ali Witrado, and Enrique Lopez sharing their thoughts about voting in this year's election. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Max Schwitzing.
The Intern Show is produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Send your questions or comments to studentnewsroom@kawc.org.
This show is available online at kawc.org in the student newsroom section under the news tab.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Since 1980, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has been a trusted philanthropic partner helping individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofit works together to create a stronger community.
Our theme music is Election Time by Sharton Abel. The Flash Interviews music is Funkmeister by Theo JT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Lias Alvarez.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
Thank you for tuning in to The Intern Show.